What is going on, Jet fans? Matt O'Leary back with another video. Today, what I wanted to do was go through and share my reaction to the New York Jets end of season press conference that they had with both Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji. They both spoke to the media and had some things to say. So I want to play some clips from it and just give you my thoughts on what they had to say. So let's start with Aaron Glenn taking full responsibility for this season.
I put a lot of it on me as far as just the wins and losses, you know, and I would really say it like that. I put a lot of it on me on the wins and losses, and I have to do a better job. And I'm not going to sit here and blame it on the roster. I'm not going to sit here and blame it on the coaching staff. I'm going to blame it on the guy that's sitting right in front of you, and I got to do a better job. And I'm always say that, you know, and until I get that the whole situation situated, then we'll be better, which I know we will next year.
Glenn puts the wins and the losses on him. Good. Like, I didn't want to hear him go up there and complain about the state of the roster. And I know that's a part of the conversation. It's not the whole thing, but whether in front of the scenes or behind the scenes, we heard Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas talk about how bad the state of the roster was when they came in, and you didn't see Aaron Glenn do that. So I'll give him a small positive on that. But like, clearly, I want to make this abundantly clear, has a lot to prove in 2026. Aaron Glenn did not prove that he is a good head coach in 2025. He has to drastically improve, and the team has to drastically improve in 2026. If they don't, if you're looking at a very similar season to what they just had, well, then they'll be out of a job. It's as simple as that. They are getting another year at this, but I personally don't think that they could have a 3-4-5 win season next year and be like, yep, everything's status quo. We're going to keep kicking this can down the line into 2027. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think they have, like I said, they have to take a tangible step forward in year two for them to keep their jobs. Naturally, Aaron Glenn was asked what his message to the fans would be, and here's what he had to say.
For our fans, listen, again, there's a vision that we have, and and there's a trust that we have in that also, you know, and I expect and I will want our fans to have a total trust in us and being able to do that. And we have to earn that, too. And our plan is to do that. And we don't expect to have another season like this here. You know, so we're looking forward to this offseason, looking forward to getting to work and using the draft capital that we have and the money we have in free agency to continue to build what we've been trying to build.
He wants fans to trust him, and he's talked about the process, and he also said this line stood out the most. We don't expect to have another season like this. Kind of putting his ass on the line in a way to say, if it does go this way, I understand I'm not going to be here. I didn't want to hear Aaron Glenn get up there and be like, hey, you know, the whole slow turning ships, that the whole thing, like, that wouldn't have flied. And fans aren't going to like, there's a section of the fan base that isn't going to like this message that, you know, he wants trust because he, again, like I said, in the after the first quote, he's got to earn that trust. And he, after year one, flat out, he didn't do enough to earn the blind faith trust from this fan base and from the organization. That doesn't mean at the same time that, you know, he can't do it in 2026. He has an uphill battle to get to it in 2026, but we'll see. This is going to be a really, really big offseason for these two men, Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji, to get this thing on track and to start to show some real signs of this turning around. And Glenn has to improve as a head coach in order for that to happen. We're brought to you by Sleeper. Download the Sleeper app, the ultimate fantasy sports app that can turn game day to payday. Just pick two or more of your favorite players from either pregame or live and pick more or less on their predicted stats, and you can win up to 1,000 times your money if your picks win. Make sure to use my promo code O'Leary and you will get a up to $100 match on your first deposit, or the new offer, a free $20 no deposit required promo. It's going to be a ton of fun. I'll be playing in the playoffs. Make sure you are as well. Terms and conditions apply. Darren Mooji was asked about the quarterback situation. He said they're going to exhaust every option.
I can tell you this, we'll exhaust every option. You know, free agency, the league, obviously the draft, we will exhaust that and have a good solution for the New York Jets.
They spoke about the draft and free agency and the league, potentially trades too. The Jets have the number two pick. I would imagine they're going to do a ton of work on the quarterbacks. Now we have to see if Dante Moore is going to come out of school or not. There's a huge game on Friday night between Indiana and Oregon. That is, you know, to, at least consensus wise, the top two guys at the quarterback position, Dante Moore and Fernando Mendoza, going at it. I would expect the Jets to be in attendance for that. I would expect to hear a lot over the next few months. The Jets doing their own digging on not just those two guys, but anyone else who may enter this draft conversation. And maybe they'll be active in the quarterback market, right? Like, all signs indicate to them cutting Justin Fields. Tyrod Taylor is a free agent. I would think they're going to add some veteran in here as well. I have a couple more for you. Aaron Glenn asked what he is looking for out of his next defensive coordinator.
Man, I like to be aggressive. I want to make sure that wherever the guy that we do have in, that there's a lot of synergy between me and that coach. And I'm not saying that it wasn't synergy between me and Wilkes. It's just I want to make sure as I go through this process that that's not a step that that I don't miss, and it'll be a number of coaches that we take a look at.
He wants aggressiveness and wants synergy with that person. And, you know, Aaron Glenn runs a 4-3 defense, and if only there was a guy who just became available who ran a 4-3 defense, has had a lot of success in this league as a defensive coordinator. Oh, that sounds a lot like Jim Schwartz. He is a proven defensive coordinator. He's going to have his opportunities around the league. I get it. He's not someone who I would imagine is going to get head coaching interviews, but he's a damn good defensive coordinator. Jim Leonard's also a name to keep an eye on. Al Harris is a name to keep an eye on. The Beat has put Wink Martindale's name out there. He would certainly fit the aggressive side. I've kind of made it clear who my top two guys are in Jim Schwartz and Jim Leonard. We'll see what they end up doing, but Aaron Glenn wants someone who's going to be aggressive. To me, that says, you know, defense that really puts an emphasis on getting pressure. This is also a defense that just set the NFL record for going an entire season without an interception. That's never happened before. That's just flat out insane that in the modern 2025, now 2026 NFL, that's even possibly a thing. But clearly we're going to get a lot of new faces on the defensive side of the ball. And in the coaching staff on the defensive side of the ball, which is desperately needed. Last one, Darren Mugey on Breece Hall.
Breece is a good player. I want all as many good players back as we can. I've, like I mentioned, I met with probably 50 players yesterday. I've met with Breece yesterday. Had a lot of good conversations. So,
to me, it's good that they already met with Breece Hall, and it seemed, you heard Aaron Glenn chuckle there. I think he really likes Breece Hall. He made that abundantly clear. He said, "I'm not trading him." So, I personally would want to bring Breece Hall back. Ideally, I would sign him to like a 3-year and $10 to $12 million a year, somewhere in that range would be my goal. Worst case scenario, hit him with a transition tag. I just don't want to see Breece Hall leave for nothing, right? Like, if it's just, hey, you know, we'll give it our best shot in free agency and he ends up signing with Kansas City and you lose him for nothing after, you know, there was a draft pick on the table for him, and just how everything went down, it would really suck if they lost Breece Hall for just absolutely nothing. So in a perfect world, I would look to bring Breece Hall back on a contract. And if they can't come to terms on one, I would look at that transition tag as an option for Breece Hall. Guys, that'll do it for me. Thank you so much for hanging. I'm Matt O'Leary. Subscribe if you're new, and I'll catch you next time.